coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is powered by DuBois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big, and no job is too small. Learn more at DuBoisElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. It's Mark with you for the opening of the episode before we bring you our experience from Wallingford's Nightmare on the Ridge, the best haunted walk in the state. We had the pleasure of talking to the welcoming clowns, Punks and Blaze, the creator of this incredibly haunting experience, Jeff Strout, and some attendees, most of whom loved the experience, like Cristobal, Caleb, Winnie, and Lindsay. Danae, not so much, as you'll hear later on. Pam, Sarah, and I were joined by Kevin, Alex, and Nick, and the experience was nothing short of terrifying in the best way possible. From the people waiting to face their fears, to the commitment of the actors, the attention to detail in every scene, the variety, the lighting, the sound, it was pure Halloween awesomeness. A lot of great vibes and people enjoying the scary spirit in an absolute gem of a venue right here in our backyard. We'll get you there in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, October 17th. The Sun Journal reports that a group of St. Dom's parents and alumni hope to have a site for a private high school by November and begin enrolling students in January for the 2026-27 school year. The St. Dominic Regional High School Board announced that plans are moving forward for a fully independent private high school in the Catholic tradition. RSU 16 choral music teacher Julia Edwards has been named the 2026 Maine Teacher of the Year. Edwards was selected from a pool of hundreds of nominations and will spend her year of service advocating for students and educators and speaking about the importance of education in preparing Maine's next generation of leaders for the future. Mr. Drew and His Animals 2 will open the doors to its new location tomorrow. The new education center, located at 1395 Main Street in Poland, promises changes, upgrades, and a few surprises. An official grand opening celebration is in the planning stages, and for more information, you can search for Mr. Drew and His Animals 2 on Facebook. And the City of Auburn is holding a household hazardous waste drop-off on Saturday. Accepted items include paint, cleaners, gasoline, pesticides, and more. The final collection event of 2025 is tomorrow from 8 to 11:45 a.m. at 424 River Road in Lewiston. More information can be found on the Androscoggin Valley Council of Governments website at avcog.org. Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 59 and a low of 42. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 61 and a low of 39. And a mixture of sun and clouds on Sunday with highs in the low 60s. The weekend is looking pretty good. In sports, the Bruins lost to the Vegas Golden Knights 6-5. Boston will visit the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow night. The Maine Nordiques are in New York to take on the Elmira Aviators tonight and tomorrow. The NA3 Nordiques host the New Jersey Titans for a three-game series in Auburn. They'll play at 8 p.m. tonight, 7:30 tomorrow, and 12:45 on Sunday afternoon. Central Maine Community College men's soccer beat York County Community College 7-0. CM men's basketball will visit Lee Academy this afternoon at 4, and women's volleyball will host UMaine Fort Kent tonight at 7. And the 4-2 Patriots visit the 1-4 Tennessee Titans on Sunday at 1 p.m.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. If grabbed, yell, kick, bite, fight, and avoid letting them take you to a second location. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 17th, shall we?
Okay, Mark, let's do it.
Thank you, voice in my head. We're going to start off with legendary MMA fighter Holly Holm, who is 44 years old today. She's the one that shocked the world by handing Ronda Rousey her first loss. Rapper Eminem is 53 years old today. He is widely regarded as one of the greatest and most influential rappers of all time. He's also known as Slim Shady, The Real Slim Shady, and Marshall Mathers. And he starred in the drama film 8 Mile back in 2002, which featured the hit song Lose Yourself. That's right, Mom Spaghetti. You know the one. Animator, writer, producer, director Mike Judge is 63 years old today. He created Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill and the movies Office Space in 1999 and Idiocracy in 2006. And rounding out FPBs for today is legendary actor Michael McKean, who is 78 years old today. He got his start on Laverne and Shirley. Remember Lenny and Squiggy? Yep, he was Lenny. He was also on Saturday Night Live from 94 to 95 and was in a bunch of great movies like This Is Spinal Tap in 1984, Best in Show in 2000, and A Mighty Wind in 2003. He also recently played Chuck McGill on Better Call Saul from 2015 to 2018, and he also voiced Lou Pickles in Nickelodeon's Rugrats franchise and has also acted in shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm, Veep, and The Diplomat. Those are your FPBs for October the 17th. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
22 years ago in 2003, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake was released starring Jessica Biel, and it was narrated by John Larroquette. 28 years ago on this day in 1997, the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer was released starring Sarah Michelle Gellar, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Freddie Prinze Jr. Also 28 years ago on this day in 1997, Warren G. sued Garth Brooks, alleging that Garth had infringed on the rapper's trademarked Circle G logo. They eventually reached a settlement, allowing both of them to continue to use the letter G as their logo. Oh, so glad that's over with. 36 years ago on this day in 1989, the World Series stopped. As an earthquake struck San Francisco just before the third game of the series between the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants. It measured 7.1 on the Richter scale. 67 people perished and over $5 billion in damage was caused. And finally, 123 years ago on this day in 1902, much to the delight of the Kang, Elvis Presley, the first Cadillac was completed in Detroit. There you go. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for October the 17th. Now, let's head to Wallingford's Nightmare on the Ridge.
It's showtime. Oh,
well, it is Lydia's Lunch Bunch on the road.
On the road again.
Again. We are at Wallingford's Nightmare on the Ridge.
So spooky.
Sarah's here. Nick is here. Pam and Kevin and Alex are here.
I'm shivering because it's cold, but also because I'm terrified.
You're terrified?
I don't like spooky stuff.
I know. I'm so proud of you, though.
Thank
you're here.
You.
You're here and you're going to do this.
I'm doing it.
Right?
There's a clown.
We have already met Punks and Blaze. They're our two favorite clowns.
Punks
and we're going to be talking
Blaze.
To them in just a bit. Yep. Punks. Punks is the one selling noses for clown noses.
Yeah.
Well, I should specify
in
clown
that,
noses.
In that bag, there's a bag of just dismembered noses.
Yes.
Alex got one.
Alex got a clown
Alex,
nose.
Now your nose will be warm.
I like it.
You look good, buddy.
Sarah, I'm so excited you decided to show up.
I'm so excited you're going to do the last ride.
After our conversation this morning, I had my doubts.
Yeah.
You know who else I'm excited?
Are you excited to see Nick?
Nick Gordon is here,
yay,
everybody. And Nick and Sarah were texting this morning, and Nick didn't want to come.
No.
But now he's here.
I said, are you scared? And he said, probably.
Probably scared.
Probably scared.
But he's here. Nick, how are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling chilly right now, actually. We'll see what happens when we get in there.
Okay. You guys must keep your heat cranked up to like 80 at the house.
No.
I mean, it's a little chilly, but my goodness. Oh, you guys both have winter hats on and jackets and such.
I think we're shivering because we're scared.
All right. Fair enough. Alex, have you ever done anything like this?
Yeah.
You've done haunted houses before?
Yeah.
Have you been here before?
No. Oh.
This one's wicked scary. Do you get scared easily?
No.
Do you like spooky stuff?
Yeah.
He's not scared of anything.
Oh, wow.
Well. Well, that's a good way to
Let's
live.
Let's talk about global warming. That should terrify you.
Let's talk about the afternoon when it's 70 degrees out.
Yeah, in the middle of November, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Pam, how are you feeling
so
about
tall.
All this?
I don't know what to expect, but I'm ready for it. Right. Yeah.
That clown is really tall.
Yeah, he's really... Look at his shoes.
I know, when he's got an axe.
That's the first thing you notice about people, so I know you noticed his shoes.
I know I did notice his shoes. The second thing is I notice how tall...
Oh, look at this guy.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, man. That's the ringmaster. He doesn't talk, does he?
He doesn't.
Okay.
He's the one that makes all your nightmares come
All right. Blaze, will you talk to us?
Sure.
Yes,
excellent.
Please.
We're here with Blaze the Clown.
He's got sharp stuff.
He does have sharp stuff. He's got, oh boy, he's got you got like a machete there and you got an axe.
What's that?
With an apple
it's
on
an
it.
It's an apple.
Yeah.
Blaze, what is your role here at the Nightmare on the Ridge?
To prepare people to get ready to go inside the nightmare. I scare them at first and then let... all my other minions do the rest.
But you're nice, right?
Depends who you ask.
Does he seem nice to you?
What's the green apple for?
It's a red apple with green worms coming out of it.
Want a bite?
No.
I don't blame you.
Blaze, how would you describe what people are going to experience here tonight?
They're going to expect a lot of phobias, so you got some spiders, you got some dark places, you got a lot of jump scares and actors popping out at you, so you get a little bit of everything over here.
How long have you been a part of Nightmare on the Ridge?
This is my third season acting.
Wow.
I just find it so much fun. Oh, yeah.
What's the best part of your job?
Seeing everybody that recognizes me, want to get a picture, saying hi. And also scaring the daylights out of people. So much fun.
The bejeebies.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your outfit here.
Yeah,
you
this
look
is
like,
nice.
You look like you escaped from somewhere.
Yeah. So my favorite color is orange.
Oh. You don't say.
No, not at all. Orange or black. It's typical Halloween colors.
Very Halloween-y.
So everything that I have on is black light reactive, including my face. So once I stand in the black light, it's a totally different experience.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
crazy.
So you never know what you're going to get.
Do you wear this around the house?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is it dry clean only?
I don't wash it. It's part of the effect.
Oh, that explains some. It's like all the
old
blood.
It's like the old Mitch Hedberg joke, you know? The shirt is dry clean only, so that means it's dirty.
Exactly.
So that explains all the blood too.
It's got quite a bit of blood on him.
Considerable amount of. Blood.
Oh man, Blaze has seen some action.
Yep.
My goodness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Blaze, what scares you?
Oh.
Happy little teenagers.
Yeah, they're so annoying, right?
It's annoying and very scary. Yeah.
Why are they so happy? What's wrong with them?
There's no reason for them to be happy.
Okay.
Pam, you got any questions for Blaze?
What should we prepare for?
Lots of darkness, jump scares, lights, cool effects. Maybe some theatrical scenes. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Are those contacts?
I was just
no.
thinking. you have really beautiful eyes.
Yeah. Bright.
Yeah, do you want one? Here.
Oh my goodness, Blaze is giving his eye to Pam.
I gotta go.
You gotta go? Sarah, you promised you'd stay.
Okay.
One more thing, Blaze, before we let you get back to scaring people. The Last Ride, a new attraction this year, and I heard it's incredibly popular.
It's so fun. Yeah, I've tested it out every single night, and it's a lot of fun. It's 2 minutes worth of, hey, what's going to happen
next? Oh, it's only 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I just would have thought that the ride to your final destination took longer.
It's a short road to the cemetery.
Okay.
And it's incredibly affordable, too, right?
Yeah, it's only $5 per person, and you can fit 2 people in there, or you can go alone. All right.
Oh. Thanks for your time, Blaze.
Thanks,
we appreciate
please.
You. All right.
Bye. He's so friendly for how scary he looks.
Look at him.
He got her. Oh, he got her so good. She's scared. I would have peed.
This is pretty awesome. Kevin, how are you feeling about this whole ordeal?
I could take it or leave it. But
do you like scary stuff?
I mean, yes and no. I'm good with it on TV, but don't come out and grab me.
I don't think there's no grabbing, right? There's no grabbing here.
That's not what he says to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right. We are now an explicit podcast. All right. We're going to talk to Punks, too.
Where's Punks?
Punks is right over here. He's mingling. He's trying to sell some noses.
Noses. Does he own all those noses?
I think so.
Are those your noses?
He's selling all of them. He has $10 billion now because of all the clowns.
That's a pretty sweet gig. $10 billion for noses. Punks, you got a minute?
Hi, Punks. What's in the box? Hey, what's in the box?
We want Punks. Punks. The clown is here. You know, Punk's a little more scary looking than Blaze, in my opinion.
Oh, God.
I think it's the teeth.
It is the teeth.
I love them.
Yeah.
It's easier for ripping and tearing.
Yeah, gnawing on things.
Steak.
Yeah.
Punk's has a pretty sweet mohawk going on.
Yep.
He's eating mohawk. I have been doing this for 27 years, so it's starting to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
It's more of a... Mohawk-a-lit, like a mohawk mullet at this point.
Not like mocklet, which is fake chocolate.
Sure.
I don't know. You said mohawk. I don't know.
Mohawk-a-lit.
Mohawk-a-lit.
and Punks has some pretty freaky eyes as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, everybody else likes my eyes.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. I'm not talking negatively about your eyes. But Punks is carrying around a jack-in-the-box right here. There it is. And it says clown noses, $2 on there. Yeah. Now, are these noses from actual clowns that you collect?
No, Mark. Who would do such a thing?
You look like you might.
You kind of do.
I might.
Because if I can see correctly in this light, your teeth have a little bit of blood on them.
Yeah.
It's not blood.
It's tomato
juice. Dried blood. It was blood.
Punks, can I ask about your pieces of flair?
I have lots of flair.
Is that a pin of Gary Busey?
That is a Gary
Busey. That's terrifying.
What is more scary?
Nothing more scary than Gary Busey.
This is one of my favorites. It's a U.S. Postal Service patch because there's nothing more scary than a postal worker.
That's,
am I right?
Okay. Yep.
This is my Saved by the Bell #1 fan.
Oh,
wow. Who's your favorite character?
Slater.
AC Slater.
Yeah. I've got a bunch.
Yeah, you got a lot of good stuff going on. Your costume is really cool. You even got some polka dot shoes.
I do. Did you see the back? The back's the best part.
Oh, wow.
The back, big back patch here that says, I eat children. And there's a big clown face.
Yep.
Happy clown face there. Yeah. Looks like he's full of children.
Which is... Are children easy to eat?
When they're boneless. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Sometimes I want to bite baby's feet, but I don't.
Yeah, you should try it. It's
cute.
Cute is already cute, I guess.
Now, do you start at the feet?
It depends. It's like pizza. Sometimes you just got to start at the crust, you know?
Oh, gross. You know?
New York style, you go right for the middle.
Oh, deep Punks. Dish.
Deep dish. I mean.
So, Punks, I was checking out the Nightmare on the Ridge Facebook page, and I understand you're having a birthday bash this weekend.
That's right.
I am. This weekend is my birthday bash, celebrating 27 years as a haunt actor. So this weekend we are selling clown noses that are ethically sourced.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And those clown noses are going for $2, suggested donation. And that goes to Let's Scare Cancer, which is an organization run by haunt actors to help support people through cancer treatment.
Aww.
You know, for a scary looking clown, you kind of have a heart of gold.
You kind of have a heart.
I try. I mean, you can't scare them all, you know? But one thing I think we can do is we can scare cancer. You know, it's a... It's touched us here at the haunt. We've had one of our actors who's not here this year because treatment isn't going so well. So we've been, you know, raising money year after year to try to get something positive out of this scary situation, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's cool. Well,
kudos to you. That is very admirable, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Maybe we should hire a clown to entertain. Or Mark.
Or Mark.
He's a funny guy. He's pretty funny.
27 years as a haunt actor.
27 years. I started when I was way too young to be
Alex's
a haunt actor.
Alex's age?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
I was the only person at my haunt that was small enough to jump out of a tree into a trampoline and not get hurt.
Wow.
So that was 27 years ago, and look at me now.
Look at you now.
How long have you been here at Wallingford's?
This is my sixth season at Wallingford's.
Wow.
These guys, their family, from day one when I came here, they embraced me and let me be the Punks I always wanted to be. So.
Aww.
So do you prefer your role here, greeting everybody and being able to sell clown noses and scare people on occasion rather than being out in the field?
I mean, I'm 26 years as a haunt actor, but I'm 42 years old in human years. Yeah. So running around with a bunch of kids in the woods.
In clown years.
Still 42. Running around in the woods just doesn't suit me anymore.
Gotcha.
But being out here, I get to interact with everybody, make people laugh, and just kind of introduce them to the funny part of what's going to scare the crap out of them inside. So
so you say running around in the woods. Are we expected to run around in the woods?
I don't run in the woods.
If you run, you're only going to die tired, Mark.
Okay.
But no, I mean, there is rules. No running in the woods.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's important. So what else should people know?
Just come here to have fun, you know. Don't have expectations. Don't think of what's going to scare you. Let us do it. You know, just come have fun. We have a great facility here. We've got the cider barn. We've got all the baked goods inside, pumpkins, apples. It's a corn maze during the day. There's so much to do here.
Yeah.
The haunt is just like the icing on the cake, you know,
and it gets better every year.
It does.
Bigger every year.
Every year we try to build and build and build. This year we have a brand new location out there that is huge. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But,
don't give any secrets away.
But yeah, we did a full build this summer, which is huge, awesome. We got 3 brand new scenes out there this year, so anybody that's come in the past and thinks, oh, I don't need to go this year because it's the same, 3 brand new scenes. We got a real horse out there this year, Mark.
What?
A real horse.
That's crazy. Nay.
Nick is saying nay. Nick wants no part of that horse. I want to thank you personally, Punks, because you're the one that got us here.
Yeah,
you're the one who suggested we do a podcast here, and this has already been a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the walk a little later on. We're going to talk to some folks. So thank you for that, and thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you guys have been friends of mine for a long time. You know, we go a few years back just telling jokes on the side, if you know what I mean. But, it's just good to have you guys here. You know, when I saw you guys are doing this new podcast, I was like, this is the scene for them, because I want to see if, if Pam and Sarah could take it.
Pam is way, way braver than I am.
Yeah. You know I can't take it, so we'll see if they can take it. I'm thinking of, I did bring some lapel mics to hook up to my phone. I'm thinking of hooking one on Sarah.
You'll just have to edit all of the profanity. Why would you make more work for yourself?
You might want to put it on her shoe because the screaming will just blow out the microphones.
I will consider it.
What's your biggest fear, Sarah? What's it?
I can't tell you.
Well, I'll let you know if it's out there. I'm afraid of 6'7". This little kid keeps saying 6'7". I don't like that very much.
What is 6'7"? What's going on?
I don't know. I've tried to ask the kids what does 6'7" mean, and they just go, 6'7". So I guess 6'7" means 6'7".
I think my biggest fear is the unknown.
The unknown?
There's that's out there.
There is no unknown out there.
That's out there.
Punks, who is this creepy dude hanging out by the hearse?
That's the ringmaster. That's the boss man. Okay. So the ringmaster is the one who brings us all to life. So story goes that his father was a ringmaster at a circus, and he wanted to take over, but his father wouldn't let him. So he stole his father's magical hat, killed his father, and then turned the circus evil. And that's where all of this darkness came from. Oh,
man. And he doesn't talk.
He doesn't need to talk. He can talk in your head.
I don't like it.
Sarah's not a fan.
I didn't like it. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, Sarah, when you get out of here, you're going to give this 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up.
Thanks so much, Punks.
Thank you, Punks.
Get back to scaring people.
Yeah, you got work to do.
Selling noses.
Don't let the ringmaster get mad at you.
Oh, I try not to. I appreciate you guys coming out. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Appreciate you. Thank you. That is Punks the Clown, everybody.
So scary. His teeth are so scary.
How's it going?
Hi.
You good? Oh, man. You going to loogie on me?
What was that? We want to know if you've done this before, what we should expect if you have done it before, and is it fair for me to be terrified and want to run away?
I mean, like, you will be scared. Don't worry. It's fine. It's not real. We have a haunted house newbie here as well.
Oh, are you nervous?
I'm so nervous.
And what is your name?
Danae.
Danae.
Yeah.
And what was your name?
My name's Christabel. So we threw you for a loop. Our names are not easy. Do you want us to spell them?
No, that's fine.
So the scariest thing for me every year, this is our third year that we've done it, is, well, they do that all day.
Jumpy scares.
But the thing that probably scares me most is at the end, they usually have a chainsaw with no chain on it, but it's like real gasoline and it's like smoking, and they like run you around and it's like a little moment, and it's really not. It's not fun. But other than that, you'll have to
laugh. Oh, have a good time. So, Danae, what are you most afraid of?
Everything. I'm not a horror movie jump scare person, but I love my friends and I really wanted to come with them, and like,
same.
They're doing all of this, and like, I never did this growing up because I was too scared, so might as well do it now. So, you know, I only live once, you know.
You're so brave.
I'm gonna see how it goes. We'll see, you know.
It's gonna be fun. Yeah.
It'll be fun. I've gone through a haunted house in Salem, and I laughed so hard afterwards. So, like...
Were you scared during?
Oh, my God. So scared. I left bruises on my friend's arms. And I've got claws now, so watch out.
Christabel, is she going to be allowed to grab you?
I mean, I told her she could hold my hand.
Yeah.
I did say that's fine. We can also support her. She can put her in the middle. Like,
yeah.
I've got my emotional support husband with me. So.
Sarah, I think she could be your emotional support person.
She could be.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll creep up on her in the haunted house. Remember me? I'm scared too.
It'll be fine, I'm sure. If I can make it through, if you see me come through, then you'll know you'll be all right.
And we'll laugh about it at the end.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Oh, thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
We are here with Jeff Strout. What we are looking at is Jeff's creation.
This is your idea?
Nightmare on the Ridge.
This comes from my demented mind. Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you had a demented mind?
Since I was about 4.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I've been doing it a long time.
Have you always liked scary things?
I love Halloween, my favorite time of year. I love entertaining people. And
yeah. Where
does that, both worlds.
Where's that love come from of Halloween?
I have no idea.
Just always loved it?
Just there.
Yeah.
What do you like so much about scaring people?
I like seeing people's reaction. I did sound for all bands and toured with bands for many years, and I'm just entertainment in my blood, and I combine the two. You know, my love of Halloween and my love of entertaining.
Yeah. And I remember talking to you previously, and you said that you actually go to conventions. There are conventions
really?
That where you come up with new ideas, right?
Yeah, they have a huge one in St. Louis that I've been going to for 20 years. There's haunters from all over the world that go there and look at new products and get new ideas and
wow.
Yeah, see how we market and
right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Here at Wallingford's Nightmare on the Ridge, it changes every year.
Try to change it every year. Yeah, we got a lot of surprises out there this year.
We heard.
Yeah.
Sarah is so excited.
They're looking forward to it also.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So a new attraction this year is The Last Ride. Where did that idea come from?
I saw it at a convention many years ago, and I said, I'm going to make one of these things and give people the experience of what it's like to ride in the back of the hearse in a box.
Oh, my goodness. So for people who aren't aware, there are two people who get into a coffin.
Yes.
And then what happens?
They actually experience the last ride. They feel themselves being put into the hearse, driven down the road to the gravesite. We dump you in a hole in the ground, and then you can feel the dirt. You can smell the dirt. Yeah.
Sarah, no chance?
I don't think so.
Oh, we're going to get her in there.
I'm so scared.
We're going to get her in there.
Yes, indeed.
Jeff, when you think about your career what's your official title?
Spookmeister.
Spookmeister. When you think about your career as a spookmeister, what are you most proud of?
My actors. My actors. My family. They become a family. I've had some of these actors with me for 15, 16 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, since they were little guys, you know.
What are the qualities in a person that make them a good actor?
Knowing timing, putting up with the cold and the rain and the environment, and entertaining. You know, they love Halloween as much as I do, and this is what they do. Yeah, and they look forward to it every year. We get together in the summertime and have picnics and barbecues.
Do they wear their scary costumes?
Some of them do. Some of them, I think, wear them to bed. Yeah.
It's warmer. Yeah. I don't think Punks is letting go of that Gary Busey button.
No.
That's the ringmaster.
We heard his story, and my goodness, you let him on the grounds after all he's done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. He is the reason we are here. He brings the nightmares to life.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Sarah's new best friend.
Stay away from that guy.
Jeff, what scares you?
I don't have any fears or phobias, no.
That's why this is fun for you.
I have none.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy horror movies?
Yeah. Some. I'm not big into slash and bloody stuff.
Yeah.
My favorite, of course, are the Universal Monsters, the old school,
the
black and white.
And the
I love those. And that's why I did a haunting museum. I did an homage to them, where I have Frankenstein, the Wolfman. They're all in there.
Sarah and I and Pam. Okay, we drank some wine this morning. That is, it's from Snoop Dogg's winery.
19 and it's, crimes.
Yeah, 19 crimes. And the wine we drank was called The Mummy. And he paid homage to The Mummy, Frankenstein, and
The Bride of Frankenstein.
The Bride of Frankenstein. Yep. So you got to check that out.
Yeah, I got to check that.
Yeah,
and definitely.
The label glows in the dark.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Cool. You'll probably like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. What's the best part of your job?
The building, the creativity, developing it, building it. Once I'm running, it's like kind of boring. And
what do you do during the off season?
I think about haunts.
Yeah.
You plan the next season.
You think about more ways to terrify people.
I'm already thinking of next year. Yep, indeed. Yeah.
What makes Wallingford's so special?
The location. You know, you have to. This is a destination location. It's dark.
It's really dark.
You know, and it's got the farm environment. You know, we have the tasting room here and all the pastries. It's a fun place to do it. You
it's
know?
Fun for all ages.
Yeah, it's fun for all ages, yeah.
Yeah, really, it is. Jeff, what would you say to someone like Nick? who wasn't sure if he wanted to come and experience Nightmare on the Ridge, but here he is. But what about the people who are like, I'm not sure I want to do this?
You got to come and check it out. You know, it's entertaining. You know, some people aren't going to be scared because it's not in their nature, but right. I guarantee they'll be entertained. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
You're going to be entertained,
right?
Babe.
Yeah. All right. So, what a career. What a career you've had.
Pretty cool. I mean,
we had the Headless Horseman out there. We got the real deal riding around out there. So. And that new scene, to me, screams Halloween. You'll see it when you go through.
There's a horse out there, I hear.
Yeah, the Headless Horseman is out there. We have the burial. We actually have the grave there. We moved the grave from New York to the Walnut Ridge. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Do any other holidays matter to you?
Any family holiday matters to me, obviously, but this one's extra special. Extra, extra special, yeah. This one makes me smile. Yeah.
So many people here just wandering around going, the sense of anticipation here is palpable.
Yes, yeah, that's why I do it.
Maybe it's just because I'm standing so close to Sarah.
You're already getting the bug.
It's awesome. Thank you for all the great work you do here.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Appreciate you guys a lot. Thank you for coming by.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll entertain you.
I'm sure you will. Yeah, we had to thank Punks the Clown. It was all his idea. So thanks again, Jeff. We appreciate you.
He's got some ideas.
I have a feeling we're going to get a different experience.
Jeff has a spooky laugh.
Yeah, this he lives this.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamedialLC.com.
Oh, look, they got their noses for... What did Punks call it? Scare cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I'm Mark, she's Sarah.
Hi.
That's Pam over there. That's Nick. How you guys doing? And what's your name?
My name's Caleb.
Caleb and?
My name's Winnie.
Winnie. Caleb and Winnie, welcome to the podcast. Did you guys just do the walk?
We did.
Okay.
And it sounds like it wasn't your first time.
No.
No. Caleb, Sarah and I and Pam and Nick have never done this walk before. What should we expect?
Chainsaws. jump scares. Probably gonna fall on the ground.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Glad I went pee.
Don't pee yourself.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
That is great advice.
That's such good advice.
I forgot my diapers.
Didn't wear a diaper.
Pam, you might want to make a trip to the store.
Yeah.
You said he didn't cry this time.
So
that's big.
You should be expecting chainsaws, definitely. Jump scares from behind, front, side, and above.
Oh.
And just be careful of the ground because it's very uneven.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
It was different from this year. Mom, are you their mother?
I am. Yeah. She comes to this every year.
Well, oh, okay.
It's her
okay.
Second time coming.
Okay. So what was your question for them?
What was different this year than last year for you?
Cry.
She cried the whole time last year.
You cried and then you came back.
That is pretty cool, actually. That's pretty brave.
What made you come back?
Even though I cried, I still had fun and I wanted to come back and see if I could do it without crying.
Was there anything in particular that you didn't like?
Not really.
It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't cry at all, did you?
No.
You're Joe Cool over here, aren't you?
It's too cool to cry.
Nice nose.
Yeah,
by the way,
the
you guys have
awesome.
Great noses.
Thank you for supporting the cause.
And wait, I'm sorry, what was your name?
Lindsay Sardella.
Lindsay. Did you do the walk with them?
He's in front, and I love everything about it. I'm holding on to my husband, close in whichever eye is away from my husband as I'm walking through, but it's so fun. I love it. I laugh the entire time, tinkle a little bit. I mean, I've had children, so
seems to be
so
pretty
fun.
Common.
So fun, so yeah. fun. Yeah.
This isn't your first
and this,
time.
No,
either.
But this year was better than last. Every year I come, I feel like every year is better.
Aww.
So there's wow. more, there's different things. Love it. Absolutely yeah. love it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many times have you been through this year?
Six.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, wow.
Six times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
6 years.
With and without the kids.
Yes, yes,
okay.
yes, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the, it was, well, not back
Danae,
in the day, but.
Did you survive?
No, oh, I got 1 minute.
Oh, no.
Oh.
She's
no, but it is awesome. And the actors are amazing. Absolutely amazing. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So the lady that Sarah was just talking to, it was her first time.
That was
and she was super
before.
Scared. And apparently she just lasted 1 minute.
Wow, guys.
Yeah. She had to come out.
She didn't
out.
Make it.
Yeah, she didn't make it. Some people get really scared of this stuff.
Wow.
Why doesn't that scare you? Why doesn't any of this scare you?
Well, it scares me, but I've already been through it, so I know what's coming.
He's going to be sad tonight.
Yes, because I want to go again.
This night for and the last 2 weeks when we bought the tickets.
Yes.
So every day, when are we going? When are we going? When are we going? So we have pumpkin carving this weekend.
Yeah. So okay. something else to look forward to.
I would go again.
You would?
Yeah. I would go again right now.
You would go again
really?
Right now.
All
yeah.
right. Okay.
And not cry.
And you're not going to have nightmares.
Okay.
Nothing in there was that scary. Okay,
right.
good to know.
That's
good to
know.
Good to know.
It is, but we know it, right, that it's
it is,
not
but
real.
I know it's just acting.
The scariest
right.
part is probably the chainsaws and probably the room where, like where the car, like the truck, because there's a truck that, like,
oh, honks, like
honks when you don't know it. And yeah.
Oh, ready for that now. This
know.
Is good.
The first year he ever came, he literally had a hood over him and he cried the entire time.
Oh.
That was then I was like, are we back?
Okay.
Laughing all the time.
Yeah, you're like, can't wait to come back.
I've only ever done a haunted house once, and the entire time I clung to my 18-year-old son and was like, please just get me through with this. I don't know. It scares
me. I think
me.
The scariest part was in one of the rooms, I could see it coming, but it still scared me. So one of the actors came up above and jump scared us. I thought that was really scary.
So that's what you were saying from up above even. Mm. All right. Beyond the... Watch your six.
That's right. That's right. Are you guys big fans of Halloween?
Yeah. I love Halloween.
Costumes picked out?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm being Winnie the Pooh.
I'm being Art the Clown from Terrify.
Oh,
okay. You should get some tips on your outfit from Punks.
Mom, did you approve that?
He always wants to be something scary every year, so I'm used to it.
Okay.
Last year, there in like the last thing, like the chainsaws, there was like three other people, but there's only one, which is
okay. Yeah. But you know, maybe it's Parker's Day instead of a Saturday.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I bet they have different crew, different times.
Yeah.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah.
Come again this year, you know. We are.
I love that. That's commitment. Oh, yeah. That's the other thing here, right? The snacks.
Oh, my gosh. And the pumpkin, the chocolate chip pumpkin cookies are amazing.
What's up?
What time are you guys going
in? Oh, we don't know yet.
They're just going to send us in. They're trying to convince us to do the last ride. Did you guys do that? They put you in a coffin.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, and you would.
That's in there.
And you get you get buried alive.
Yeah, and people you can watch people on the last ride. They have a monitor in there where you can
you
watch
can
them.
It.
There's two people in a coffin,
yeah,
and
it's
really
scary.
Crazy. But thank you guys so much for
Thanks,
talking
guys.
To us.
Yeah,
we really
did
appreciate
she give you
it.
A card?
And
awesome.
Happy Halloween to you.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, you guys. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
He just kicked a pumpkin.
Thank you. Nick, what did you think?
I thought that was great.
That was very entertaining.
Right? Yeah. Aren't you glad you got out of the house to join us?
Well, the Bruins game's on late, so I guess
right.
it's all good.
Right.
Yeah, you can catch the Bruins later. But, Punks, that was amazing. Thanks for accompanying us.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad you guys had fun.
We had so much fun.
I'm so
cool.
glad you guys came out tonight. Bought some clown noses.
Yeah, to support a great cause.
Keeping your schnoz warm.
Yeah.
And wish Punks a happy birthday as well.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you.
Two thumbs up.
Pam, what did you think?
That was so impressive. I was definitely jumped and scared a few
yes,
times.
Same.
Surprises around lots of corners. And the acting.
Yeah,
some of the acting
was
so amazing.
Really
that was impressive.
Kevin, what did you think?
I thought it was awesome. They did a great job. All the props, all the actors, everything was
Definitely spooky.
And elaborate. Yeah.
Yes.
There were so many places to go. Yeah. Like, so many things to see. The horse was my favorite part.
The horse was
incredible.
The horse was super cool.
Yeah, it was a real horse.
It was. Thanks for pointing that out.
We don't want to give away too many secrets.
What about the green tunnel?
That was very disorienting. Yes.
And then the pond with the steam and lights. I was like, is it real water? Is it not real water?
Then
you're like, is something going to jump out of it? I don't know.
If there was somebody in that tunnel where the green lights were, I would have.
Yeah, we would have lost it. We would have lost Kevin at that point.
I was holding pants. I don't know where we're going. Are we moving? I don't know.
And right at the beginning, the elevator thing.
That was cool.
Whole floor was shaking.
It was awesome. What an incredible experience. And like we said this morning before we even came here, what an awesome thing it is to have Wallingford's Nightmare at the Ridge right in our backyard.
Yeah.
We love it. And thanks again, Punks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you again for coming out. Yeah.
So cool. Thanks for listening. And thanks to our sponsors who make this podcast possible. Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Have a great weekend.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say,